DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. Eurozone finance ministers have failed to reach an agreement on the next instalment of Greece's bailout funds. The European Commission, the European Central Bank and the International Monetary Fund discussed a possible extension of a deadline for Greece's budget cuts. However, the proposal was met with a mixed reaction at a meeting in Brussels. Eurozone finance ministers suggested Athens should be given until 2022 to reduce its debt. Germany's finance minister is Wolfgang Schäuble.
There's no question of increasing the funds for the bailout program. We must find another way to close the gaps. It's not a trivial matter, but it's also not impossible.
There was a sharp exchange between the IMF chief, Christine Lagarde, and the chairman of the Eurogroup of Finance Ministers, Jean-Claude Juncker. Lagarde insisted that the 2020 deadline must stay for Greece. Deutsche Welle correspondent Jeff Mead is in Brussels.
What you're seeing is frustration in the International Monetary Fund with this constant fudging, this constant pushing the issue off. Now, Jean-Claude Juncker says because of the growing economic crisis, we need to do this. There was one extension to 2016 as the deadline by which Greece must start cutting its debt, but she wasn't having any of this stuff about extending from 2020 to 2022, the date by which Greece must meet a 120% of GDP maximum ceiling on the level of its debt.
Eurozone ministers are meeting again on November the 20th, where a decision is expected on Greece's latest slice of bailout funds of 31.5 billion euros. Meanwhile, the European Parliament has failed to negotiate further on the EU's 2013 budget. It said it is unhappy with member states' handling of an amendment to the current budget and stopped talk scheduled for Tuesday evening on next year's spending. Germany's foreign minister Guido Westerwelle has pledged support for Syria's United Opposition Alliance. Westerwelle said on Tuesday that Berlin backs the opposition's efforts to remove Syrian President Bashar Assad from power, but also that the new coalition must now prove itself. Westerwelle made the comments during a meeting with the president of the National Coalition of the Syrian Powers of Revolution and Opposition, Mars al-Hatib. Germany's foreign minister was speaking ahead of a meeting in Cairo of Arab League and EU foreign ministers. Karim El-Gahari is in the Egyptian capital following events.
Well, at least the leader of this new opposition alliance, Mr. El-Khatib, met with Guido Westerwelle. He seemed to have been very impressed by him. He said, I got a very good impression. He said, especially I liked his clear affirmation for plurality, and that will be the decisive thing for us, Guido Westerwelle said, talking about the new opposition leader of the Syrian alliance.
The Gulf Cooperation Council and the Arab League has also said they recognize the opposition coalition as the representative of the Syrian people. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. The body of the former president of the Palestinian National Authority, Yasser Arafat, is being exhumed in the West Bank city of Ramallah. Arafat died in a military hospital near Paris in 2004, but French doctors never determined the cause of death. Now investigators want to determine whether he was poisoned with the radioactive substance polonium. The scandal involving former CIA chief David Petraeus and his resignation over an extramarital affair has deepened. Top US commander in Afghanistan, General John Allen, is now under investigation over alleged inappropriate emails sent to a woman whose actions brought Petraeus's affair to light. An anonymous official said on Tuesday that the FBI had uncovered more than 20,000 pages of correspondence between Allen and Florida socialite Jill Kelly. Harassment complaints by Kelly led the FBI to the affair. Trade unions representing cabin staff at German airline Lufthansa have agreed a pay deal in exchange for more flexible work schedules. It was announced on Tuesday that around 19,000 flight attendants would be given a 4.6% wage rise next year, as well as a one-off payment of €320. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.